You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
How do crowdsourcing, customer centricity, and a keen focus on cross-promotion combine to make your mobile app a success? Well, we dial in on the answers with M2 Catalyst, a company tapping app users to improve cell coverage across the U.S. All this and more in episode number 464. Welcome to Mobile Presence, your destination for everything mobile. I'm your host, as always, Peggy Ann Saltz, mobile analyst, tech consultant, senior Forbes writer, and founder of Mobile Groove. And every 2 weeks, we bring you tips and advice from marketers at major consumer brands who share how they achieve their retention and engagement goals. Their success and this show is powered by CleverTap, headquartered in Mountain View, California, with offices in Mumbai, Singapore, and Dubai. CleverTap is a modern integrated retention cloud that empowers digital consumer brands to increase retention and lifetime value. And we're talking about that value today because the digital divide was about value. It was in existence long before the pandemic, but we really felt the problem of not having proper access to valuable broadband at home, at school, and on the go when, of course, everything went digital all at once. Now, thankfully, we've seen an increase in federal funding to boost cellular coverage and connectivity, but network build-out should also involve the communities and areas it impacts most. Everyone has a role to play. And my guest today is the director of marketing at a company that enhances and harnesses app users to power a new approach. He worked for a string of Fortune 500 companies, including Las Vegas Sands Corp, and as well as global brands from Emeril's Restaurants to Pinnacle Entertainment, as well as several tech startups. He's a perfect fit to talk about crowdsourcing and what it achieves. I want to welcome my guest, Joshua Shorter. Joshua, great to have you here.
Thank you so much, Peggy. I certainly appreciate you welcoming me to the show and real honored to be here today.
And it's great to have you. And you're based in Las Vegas, is that correct?
That's correct, right here in sunny Las Vegas.
Okay. Well, Joshua, it's great to have you. And I said at the top, it's about this one app that we'll get to. But of course, M2 Catalyst produces a variety of compelling apps. Tell us a little bit about your app portfolio to start.
Yeah. So we do have, you know, as you mentioned, a variety of apps. We have, you know, one of our apps, which has been around a lot longer than some of the others. You may have heard of it. One of them is called Network Cell Info. And it is an app that is basically used to help consumers find, you know, where they get a good cellular signal, to see how strong their Wi-Fi signal is, to see which tower they're connected to. And this really helps to bring relevant stats right into the palm of their hand so that they can see, you know, what their signal strength is like over time. We, you know, give them a little bit of a dashboard within the app to, you know, see all that in a snapshot. And it just helps to provide a better consumer experience. We at M2 Catalyst are really centered on, you know, being a, you know, voice for our consumers to the telecom industry to say, you know, here's where consumers get great signals. Here's where consumers get, you know, signals that are not good signals or no signal at all. One of our newest apps called Mobile Signal Finder. The way that it's different from the Network Cell Info app is that Mobile Signal Finder is actually powered by crowdsourced data. So similar to how Waze leverages, you know, crowdsourced data to, you know, give real-time insights into what's happening, you know, with traffic so that, you know, those that are on the road can have the best driving experience. Mobile Signal Finder does the same thing, but with the mobile experience of consumers. So, you know, seeing crowdsourced data on, you know, where other users worldwide are getting good signals, where they're getting bad signals. You can see this on a crowdsourced map, and it just helps you to quickly find where you might have the best mobile experience and also see where you might have the worst mobile experience, and hopefully you can avoid it. The other app that we have is called Phases of the Moon. You know, it's a great app to be able to, you know, see 3D simulation of the moon. You can also, you know, be alerted when full moons or new moons are happening. It basically takes you through all the various phases of the moon. You can see when those will be. You can also, you know, see, you know, set up your widget so that if you wanted to get a quick snapshot of that on your mobile device's home screen, you have all the, you know, relevant moon information that you need right there. There's also reminders for Farmer's Almanac, and it's a very expansive, you know, app that's kind of centered around the moon. We also push a lot of moon-related articles, things from NASA, science-based, you know, things as well to our users that provide them value. And that's been one of the most, you know, I want to say sticky apps that we've had so far. And we also have our battery widgets, which just those simply help our users to get an understanding of, you know, what's happening with their battery, you know, how much of their battery is being used by, you know, X, Y, or Z, you know, how much charge they have left, and just giving them some very important battery stats to help them, you know, optimize how they use their battery.
Well, it's a lot about the customer experience here. I want to keep on the crowdsourcing app, you know, the one that benefits us. We have the wisdom of the crowd saying, here's where the signal is good, here's where it's not. But it's also, hey, mobile operators, my signal isn't great here. The coverage isn't great here. So I'm in a node. I'm a node in a sense, in a network for good. As you said, ways for signal strength. How do you make that initial connection? It's an interesting value proposition, but it's not like download this app because of this. It can't be sort of upfront. It's a complex value proposition for your users. How do you make that connection?
It is. And a lot of that starts with, you know, ASO, just the App Store optimization, and really just making sure that what consumers see on the front end when they come to the Play Store is exactly, you know, what they're looking for. So users who are searching, you know, for, you know, better signals, or where can they find a great signal, or, you know, anyone who is trying to do any troubleshooting around, you know, their mobile experiences, they punch in various keywords related to this. That's been, you know, kind of the sweet spot for us, is really trying to maximize, you know, how we appear in the app stores, that where our apps are downloaded. And so that has been, you know, helpful to really load up there, you know, using, you know, specific tools for ASO to load up on all the right keywords that we need to load up on, so that, you know, when, you know, the Google algorithms are being, you know, are in motion, basically, again, the users that are looking for those types of apps can find us.
Okay, so a lot in ASO. What's the monetization model here, by the way, Joshua, for the apps that you offer?
Yeah, so it really varies per. So, for example, Network Cell Info Lite is a light version of, you know, Network Cell Info, which is, you know, the more premium version. And so it's a very tech-driven app. So in the sense that our pro version might be used by more professionals like RF engineers and those who are, you know, doing, you know, troubleshooting with networks to make sure that, you know, buildings are getting great signals, so on and so forth. But, you know, your Network Cell Info Lite might be something that's a little bit more consumer friendly, and a little bit more easy to get into and understand how to use. Now, your general consumer may not, you know, want to use all the features that someone like an RF engineer would want to use. And so they would stick to, you know, the light version. But for those who do want a more robust app with, you know, features that are available to help them, you know, troubleshoot, you know, any network issues they might encounter, you know, around their cellular or mobile, cellular or Wi-Fi signals, then they would upgrade to the pro version.
The freemium versions, that's going to be ad supported. So the Phases of the Moon or the light version?
Correct. You know, for users who, you know, prefer to not have ads. We also have an upgraded version where, you know, we make it ad free for them.
Got it.
You know, rather than, you know, the free version, which still does contain ads. So.
Okay. So very much a useful app. You're in sort of a, I'd say utility, although there's a little bit even a little bit of a different, maybe you're a different vertical altogether, Joshua, because
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's utility, but there's also this model of being very professional at the same time and paid to get ad free. Now, like many app categories, I'd imagine you saw an influx of downloads, you know, because we were doing a lot on our phones. And now maybe it's just a little bit harder. What have you seen? What have you done to make certain you're getting value for money in your acquisition?
Yeah, one thing that we've really, you know, done is, again, load up when it comes to App Store optimization, load up on keywords and making sure that we're always putting our best foot forth and, you know, in the App Store, because we're competing against, you know, other apps in the same category, you know, which app is going to be featured. And the algorithms take several things into factor, you know, when it comes to you know, which apps are featured within a specific category, and you know, app rating is something that helps. You know, if your app regularly gets high ratings, you're more likely to be featured. If Google sees that, you know, you create engagement for your users, and your users are coming into your app on a regular basis, you know, sometimes that is a signal to the algorithm to say, this is a good performing app. We want to push this out and feature it amongst, you know, various countries in this category. And we've seen that over the past, you know, 6 months, you know, especially, you know, with an app like Phases of the Moon, we've been, you know, featured in as many as 15 to 20 different countries at one time, just because, again, we have, you know, high ratings, you know, low crash rates, high engagement. Actually, between January and March, we had about 700,000 plus organic downloads from the Google Play Store, just on Phases of the Moon alone. And you know, it was a big win for us because, you know, when it comes to app marketing and acquisition, you know, to acquire that number of users, you know, through a paid source, you know, maybe through Google Ads or other app ads that you're doing, you know, you could be spending hundreds of thousands of dollars. And so to have, you know, landed another, you know, 700,000, you know, downloads organically, and then out of those generate, you know, almost 200,000 more monthly active users was a big win for us.
So we're at the top of the funnel. I'm going to stay there for a little bit of mid funnel before we get to retention and other topics deeper in the funnel. But cross promotion, you know, you've got great apps. You have a fun one like Phases of the Moon, which is, you know, awesome. I want one. When you get on iOS, you let me know. What do you do to make it possible to get more out of cross promotion? Do you cross promote? Do you have any interesting approaches, I guess, is really the question, because you obviously have some very smart approaches to ASO. 700,000 organics is not an easy feat. You've done that. Cross promotion, what role does that play?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we try to leverage the size of our user bases to the best of our ability when it comes to acquiring new users at no cost or very low cost. So for example, Network Cell Info has, you know, 1.28 million installs. Our paid version has, you know, 75,000 installs. And, you know, at the same time, we have a newer app like Mobile Signal Finder, which is kind of the little brother app to, you know, Network Cell Info, that we want to get more users on without having to spend an arm and a leg in advertising through Google Ads. And so we do cross promote. So for example, over the past month, we have been really, you know, setting up, you know, push notification campaigns, in-app messaging campaigns through CleverTap to promote the Mobile Signal Finder app within network cell info, because the audience is related in the sense that both apps are helping users to achieve a greater mobile experience. It's kind of a natural, you know, flow and progression from, you know, one app to the other. Not that they're dropping in network cell info when they get Mobile Signal Finder, but they're picking up Mobile Signal Finder in addition to having network cell info and getting some other elements of value that maybe they aren't getting from network cell info. And so we've done that to, you know, to help, you know, increase our user base for Mobile Signal Finder. And, you know, over the last, you know, 180 days or 6 months, we've actually doubled our monthly active users in Mobile Signal Finder through doing things like, you know, engaging with push notification campaigns, doing the cross promotion, so on and so forth, without having to spend money on advertisement.
Wow. Double without the spend. That is an achievement. You talked about, you know, creating a bigger user base. But again, another point is to make certain that user base uses your app frequently. How do you drive more frequent interaction, more frequent use? People talk about hooking us, you know, hook from near AL on habits, making you an integral part of my routine. Certainly notifications help. What's your approach?
Yeah, I think you hit it right on the head. You know, those notifications do help. But one thing that I will also say that in addition to those notifications is really just making sure that in the, you know, initial stages of onboarding a new user into your app, that you have the right type of sequences, you know, set up for engagement, you know, to hit the user with the right message at the right time. And so, you know, in addition to some of the, you know, standalone campaigns that we might do to, you know, tout a feature or, you know, say, here's, you know, something that you can, you know, do with the app and make them aware of something that they maybe weren't aware of that they could do with the app. For our new users, we, of course, as soon as they, you know, launch the app for the first time, they are, you know, hit with, you know, a series of, you know, push notifications and or in-app messages. And, you know, the first day, you know, we're sending a nice welcome message to the user to welcome them into the app, of course, just to get them in there, get them familiar with it. The more time they spend in the app, the better, because that's, you know, the more data that we're able to collect and then, you know, let, you know, decision makers in the telecom space know, hey, here's where users are getting, you know, great signals, bad signals, so on and so forth, so that they can, you know, put new towers in places. But that initial first, you know, 7 days to 14 days is critical for, you know, empowering the user as much as possible so that they know how to navigate the app, know where to find, you know, the critical features that are going to create that value for them. And so we really load up with our initial onboarding experience, you know, through some of CleverTap's, you know, automated user journeys. And, you know, we take a very, we like to focus on, you know, segmented messaging. And so, you know, all of our users are not getting the same cookie cutter, you know, message. We really like to try to tailor that experience as much as possible. And so that's helped, you know. But as you mentioned as well, the other, you know, push notifications and in-app messages that we're doing are also driving users in after that initial 7 to 14 day period. They're keeping users coming back on a regular basis. And so, you know, over the last, I want to say, I guess 6 months, we saw an increase, a 43% increase in Phases of the Moon for our daily active users. You know, just loading up with push notifications, you know, in-app messages, giving them helpful articles about the moon, letting them know when new moons are coming, letting them know, you know, about these features that they can set up to automatically be alerted, you know, when things happen with the moon, when a solar eclipse happens, or so on and so forth. And that's been helpful. We've also, you know, increased our monthly active users by 38% for Phases of the Moon just through, you know, launching more push notification campaigns. And when it comes to Mobile Signal Finder, again, we had a 90% increase in our monthly active users just because we're hitting them on a much more regular basis. Not doing it too much to where we annoy them and cause them to uninstall, but just enough to where they say, okay, we hear you. We see your notifications coming through. They make sense. They provide value for us. And then they come into the app and are able to develop more of a regular routine of using the app.
That makes a lot of sense and dovetails with the research I'm seeing out there that says, you know, we will volunteer information, data, if we see a value exchange. And yours is very much around helpful content. You know, I can understand the phases of the moon. I can get content around that. I can get alerts for a lunar eclipse or the like. Or in the case of your, you know, ways for signal strength, I'm doing my part to say, I'm giving you this information because you're going to improve my coverage ultimately. I do have to get into this a bit deeper, but Josh, we've also run out of time for just a moment, so we're going to go to break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about your onboarding, but we're also going to talk about your channels. What brings in the engaged users? What do they look like? All this and more, so don't go away, listeners. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence, sponsored by CleverTap, a leading engagement and retention platform, will be back after this message.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence, and we have Joshua Shorter, Director of Marketing at M2 Catalyst. Now, we talked about your portfolio of apps, and we talked about their purposes and the app experience. I want to understand more about that approach to get the right message to the right user in the right sequence. Tell me how you segment. Where do you start?
You know, we start by, you know, recency and frequency. That is something that really helps us to dial in and make sure that we are, you know, hitting the right audience with the right message. You know, those who come a little bit more frequently than others, you know, or in other words, your power users, you know, can be hit, you know, with a different set of messaging than a brand new user, you know, is hit with, or someone who rarely comes to the app is hit with. And so we try to make sure that, you know, we speak to people based on, you know, what we see in trends regarding their behavior around using the app, how many times that they're opening, you know, the app. You know, for someone who is a power user for maybe a light version of the app, who might be a candidate who's very likely to upgrade to a pro version, you know, we might actually hit them with a message that is related to upgrading. To get the pro experience. Whereas, you know, you wouldn't send that same message to someone who either just came into the app or rarely comes into the app. It wouldn't necessarily be relevant to them. And so right message, right time, right user is what we're all about. And we even try to, you know, dial in and focus on, you know, very granular analytics that allow us to see through CleverTap, when is the best time to send, you know, a notification to a user. We don't just want to send it, you know, at a time where they might be sleeping. We want to send it at a time where they're most likely using their phone. And so, you know, we can dial in that way as well. But segmentation is very critical to how we, you know, approach engaging our users.
So what I'm hearing is it's based a lot on the user behavior, insights into that. What role does the channel play, the channel that brought them in the first place? Because as you said yourself, you're doing a lot of ASO, you're getting a lot of organic, maybe through channels you hadn't expected. How do you make that match, make that call?
You know, that's a great question. And we're not, you know, I typically have done a lot more with multi-channel management prior to, you know, using some of the apps that I'm currently doing marketing for. But when it comes to the apps that we have, you know, surprisingly, we're not really putting a lot into, you know, social channels. A lot of our acquisition, I would say 90% of it, 95% of it is really coming through, you know, either an organic download from the Google Play Store or an actual Google ad, as opposed to, you know, doing an ad on TikTok or doing something on Facebook. And so we would attribute at least 90-95% of our acquisition to Google. But, you know, when we look at, you know, how that, you know, impacts the user, it really, I have really not seen a difference, you know, in terms of, you know, is someone that comes from a different channel more likely to become a power user, than someone else. It really just depends on the mobile experience of the person. I think is kind of what drives us the most, is the person having a terrible mobile experience where they are, where they're currently at geographically. If so, that person could be more likely to become a power user because they may need to always be troubleshooting, things with their Wi-Fi or their mobile signal, versus someone who may not need to use the app as much because they're not having a problem with their mobile experience. And so hopefully that provides, some background there. And hopefully that answered your question.
No, that's fine. It's about the power user. It's about that highly engaged user. I'm wondering what that user looks like to you in terms of the events that you're looking at that define them. Because, also now in an identity constrained world is what we're calling it, we're looking a lot at events. We're looking at pre-indicator indicators. Give me an idea of what an engaged user looks like to you, what they have to do, and how you get them to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the amazing things about the platform that we use for engagement, CleverTap, is that we can drill down on our analytics with specific events. And, one thing that I like to take a look at is how frequently the user is opening the app. That can be an indicator for whether or not someone becomes a power user, or whether they, become someone who, is, an inactive user and eventually ends up uninstalling the app. And so when I take a look at our events, I can see that on Network Cell Info Lite, 28% of our users launched the app 5 times or more. 12% of them actually launched the app 10 times or more. When we look at the paid version of our app, which is, it's very interesting because when you deal with paid versions, you deal with, users who are already sold on using it. They're going to be a lot more likely to get more use out of the app if they feel it valuable enough to pay for it. And we see that with our Network Cell Info Pro, 52% of our users launched the app 5 times or more, 32% of them launched the app 10 times or more. And so, it's those are the indicators that I look for when it comes to, the signals for who is a power user, who is someone that is going to not only use the app extensively, but maybe willing to, do a review video for us, or invite someone else to the app, or, tell their friends and family about it, or be willing to, if they're on the light version, be willing to upgrade to the pro version. And so, the way that we get there is through continual engagement, making sure, that we're hitting them the right time with the right message. And when we take that, approach that's really driven by segmentation and getting the right message to the right user, we get a better response, in our click-through rates for our push notifications. We even, do things, like just making sure that for a pro user, they've obviously paid to have an ad-free experience. So we don't want to put in-app notifications in front of them that look like ads. We actually use a different format for our pro version than we do for our light version. And we saw a boost in our click-through rates when we started to use in-app messages that did not resemble the ads that they saw in the light version. And so those are a few things that we do to try to get more out of our users and keep them coming into the app and prevent them from, churning or uninstalling.
I want to stay there for a moment because all of this requires testing and iteration. We hear it all the time. Test, test, test. Literally every conference, every discussion with a marketer, what is your advice? You need to test. And a lot of it is the wording or even the appearance, as you just pointed out yourself. It doesn't look like an ad. It looks like something different. What are some other key learnings you can share around testing and what works?
Absolutely. That's one of my favorite words, one of my favorite elements of being a marketer and having these tools at my disposal is that it allows me to continually test. A/B testing is so important. You never get to a place where you feel like you have the message that's just going to work every single time. As a marketer, there's always a deeper level. There's always a higher click-through rate. There's always, a higher conversion rate that you can achieve. And so testing helps us to get there. And, we look at, testing things like emoji in the push notification versus no emoji in the push notification. We look at, testing the verbiage, in the description or the detail part of the push notification versus the headline. Competing headlines against, one another. We test features, are people more likely to, go to this tab within the app versus this tab within the app. And so we try to get a 360 view of what our users prefer.
And the great thing about testing, of course, Joshua, is it's working even when it's not working, because even if you see what fails, that tells you what resonates with your audience. So it's like, either way, you're getting value out of it. And you pointed it out yourself, something as small as the size of the article that you're offering, rather than a full or a half interstitial, just a little box or something. Here's a great read. What an improvement. What a difference.
We want to, continue to do that. There may be something that's even better. The beauty of the A/B test is that if you're using a tool like CleverTap, it will always pick the winner and push the winner to the rest of the, users who will receive it. For example, you can, set a threshold and say, after 10% of this is sent out, maybe you've got 100,000 people you're sending it out to. Once it reaches 10,000 people, it'll say, here's the winner. And based on which one the winner is, it'll push the winner out to the remaining 90,000 people. And so it's just always a way of making sure you're getting the highest click-through rate. We love it.
And it's also very, not just very relevant, but in a way, it's also very dynamic, because as you said yourself, you're doing this testing and you're saying, this is the winner, this is the one to send out to everyone else. What's the opportunity for marketers in harnessing real-time context? Why is that so important?
It's definitely important. You reaching a user at the right time is half the battle. We've seen in our Play Store, reviews where sometimes, a user might have left a slightly negative review and they said, hey, I received my notification while I was sleeping and it woke me up. And we obviously don't want that to happen, because that's something that would annoy or irritate a user to the point where they might want to uninstall an app. And so what we looked at was, okay, how can we reconfigure our campaigns so that they trigger at the most optimal time for the user, meaning, they'll hit the user's device at the time where the user is most likely on their device. And that aspect of real-time marketing has really helped to boost our conversion rates and our click-through rates on our push notification, campaigns. We might see, for just one of our generic, campaigns that might tout a certain feature and say, if it's network cell info, say, hey, here's how you can actually see which tower you're connected to. We might, if we don't have the right configuration when it comes to when that's delivered at the right time, we might only see a 2.5% click-through rate. Whereas if we have it set up to where it's going to deliver when the user is most likely on their device, we might see a 4.5% click-through rate.
And quickly back to you to wrap up here, Joshua. I mean, you are a marketer. You've been at several companies, tech startups, we said at the start. You're laser focused at, quote, helping global brands achieve growth through marketing engagement, lead generation, customer acquisition, channel optimization, multi-channel campaign management, content creation, and more. You are into all aspects of marketing. What's the one approach or rule of thumb you can leave us with that has brought you the biggest uplift in your career?
As a marketer, you always have to be testing. Whether you're sending out an email, it's important to test your messaging, test your headlines, test your, your body texture, test your images. If you're building a landing page, test the creative, the image positioning, what type of hero image you might have at the top of the landing page, where your button is, how many you have, so on and so forth. If it's a push notification, setting up, an A/B test to see which headline performs best, emoji or no emoji. Like I would say that's probably helped the most, because it helps you to see what doesn't work, but it quickly helps you to see what does work. And then when you see what does work, you can get laser focused on what works and then really start driving, you know, more engagement, you know, really start driving what you need to drive in order to retain the users. Because, you know, when it comes to, you know, app retention, you know, a 10% increase in user retention can, you know, increase the value of your business by more than, you know, 30%. And so, you know, help testing really helps you to get there, to see, you know, what is most likely to retain our users, what's most likely to push them away.
Well, that is an excellent point to make, because it's best practice. It's proven in your case, and therefore very valuable. I want to thank you for sharing everything, Joshua, not just how you do testing to get great results, but ASO, your approach to push notifications, everything along the line really left us with a very actionable blueprint for marketing. Thank you so much.
You're certainly welcome, and thank you for having me on the podcast today. Really enjoyed it, and have a blessed and wonderful day.
Just as a last thought, Joshua, come to think of it, why not? We've had a great time. I'm sure that others could learn from it as well. How is the best way, what is the best way for them to stay in touch?
Absolutely. You know, if you want to stay in touch, you know, you can, you know, certainly, you know, visit us on the web, you know, www.m2catalyst.com will take you to our site. We do have a new site that is under construction that's getting ready to launch here within the next week or two. And so, we're very excited about that. But also, if you wanted to reach out to me on LinkedIn, you can certainly find me on LinkedIn. That's Joshua Shorter, Director of Marketing for M2 Catalyst. Always happy to connect with other marketers and, you know, create valuable relationships as well. So, yeah, those are some ways that you can connect if you'd like to connect.
Excellent, excellent. And you are sharing. You gave us these tips, and I think if I'm not already connected with you, I certainly will, and we'll have those in the show notes. So again, thanks for being my guest today.
Awesome. Thank you as well, and again, you're welcome, and have a wonderful day.
And of course, Joshua has shared his journey and to help marketers and organizations on their journey to drive customer connection and results for their businesses. CleverTap invites you to CleverTap Quarterly, its flagship event on May 26. You invest just 2 hours of your time, and you will benefit from a wealth of insights into how CleverTap customers across all verticals, all regions, use hyper-personalization and other methods to gain competitive advantage. It also covers insights from thought leaders and industry experts on what hyper-personalization means now and how it will evolve in the future. So register now and reserve your spot. It's all over at clevertap.com/clevertapquarterly. And I, of course, will have that all in the show notes as well. And if you want to keep up with me throughout the week, find out more about how you can be a guest or sponsor on Mobile Presence, then you can email me, Peggy@MobileGroove. That's where you will also find my portfolio of content marketing and app marketing services. And also check out all early episodes of this show, all 465 of them. Next week, we're going to be hitting a big number. Our show always at Amazon, iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. And don't forget video powered by The Groove on YouTube for you. Every channel you want to consume this content, it's there for you. So until next time, remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. Keep well, stay safe, and we will see you soon.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.